Consequence Podcast Network.
Borahe, Iconic Army.
Borahe.
Oh my gosh, Jungkook has been absolutely flooring us with these performances and promotions for his Golden album.
They're all fantastic.
Incredible. Like, I cannot believe, I mean, of course we're going to talk about like the music video and everything today, but for real, first we just need to talk about the surprise Times Square performance. Can you believe?
I cannot believe. Well, you texted me just about, I don't know, 30 minutes before it happened.
Right.
And little did we know that like the performance was announced like pretty much 30 minutes before.
Yeah,
like,
imagine he was going me on. Casually scrolling TikTok in my afternoon, getting home from work, and I start to see TikToks from ARMY in fucking Times Square saying, "This was just announced. Jungkook is about to have a surprise concert in Times Square." That's insane. That's insane. And then he had a massive turnout. Like, the crowd was huge. The crowd was huge.
I didn't even know that he was still in New York, to be honest.
I don't know what he's, you know, he's all over the place with these promotions. So, yeah, I mean, that's why it was super surprise. Because we didn't even know.
We had no idea. But the turnout was incredible. Like, there were so many armies and just fans and everyone there crowding the streets to watch his little mini concert that he put on. It was amazing.
It was incredible. I saw another TikTok from this guy who works in the area, and he was like, you could, I didn't know what was going on, but you could hear this crowd from five blocks away and 30 stories in the sky.
Wow.
Fucking crazy. 30 stories up, you can hear all, you know,
I cannot imagine that energy.
Crazy. I mean, and then of course we got to see the performance, and it was so good. In the performance, he did like kind of a mini concert. Like we talked about, he's performing in Seoul on November 20th last episode. This was like a little precursor, I feel. So he did Standing Next to You, then Yes or No, 3D, Please Don't Change, and he ended it with Seven. And it was incredible the whole time.
It was the perfect little set list because, you know, he had such high caliber performances with like Standing Next to You, and then he would take a little bit of a break where he would just, you know, strut his vocals with Yes or No.
Right.
And then he'd go back into intense choreo with 3D, and then the little bit of the rest with Please Don't Change. Please Don't Change was so cute because at the beginning he said, "Army," and he said, "This one's for you, like please don't change.
Stop. It totally like changed the meaning of that song for me. Like, I'm like, okay, I won't, I'll wait for you. You know, it really turned into like I'll wait for you BTS type of song.
Really
sweet.
And then ended it with Seven.
And
I also love that he rapped a little bit of Lotto's verse in Seven.
It was so good. His live vocals were incredible, and I love that he planned the set list to be able to take little breaks, but the choreo was incredible too. Like the choreo with the live vocals, it brought me back to his like Suchuta appearance with karaoke. Like, this man really can sing and fucking dance at the same time. Like,
and he loves to sing and dance. Like, the passion is so evident.
He was so happy the whole time. I love that whole performance. I just thought it was incredible. So we really are excited to talk about more Jungkook performances with you today.
Hi, this is James Mercer from The Shins.
This is Shirley Manson.
This is Lo Tullis, co-founder of The Cure.
This is Huey Lewis giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back with an exciting second season. We peel back the layers on music's most iconic hits with legendary artists like The Killers, Heart, The B-52s, Violent Femmes, Jewel, Huey Lewis, Modern English, and more. To keep the music flowing, we'll be sprinkling in classic episodes from our archives between each new one. So check out The Story Behind the Song wherever you get your podcast.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
All right, today we're going to hang out for about an hour, and we're going to talk about the Standing Next to You music video. We'll get into just the visuals of it, the setting of it, you know, our interpretations of kind of the storyline. And then we're also going to talk about the performance video that was put out. Most of that is going to be fangirling, truthfully,
because
that performance video is just so hot.
Come on.
Yeah. And then we'll talk about just a little bit of some of the other promotions and just performances that he's been doing at, you know, different TV shows and stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Really excited to get into that music video. But before we get into today's episode, we want to say thanks, Iconics, for being here and for all of your support. If you'd like to support us even further and have access to our episode documents, our monthly virtual Iconic hangouts, and our sound checks, please consider joining us on Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out bi-weekly episodes, but any type of support is super appreciated.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. And also, we want to talk to you about a different way that you can support us this month. Normally, we do a charity of the month, but this month, we're really on a mission to spread the word about Standing BTS far and wide. And Iconics, you guys are how it's going to get done. If you really love this show as much as we love bringing it to you, we need you to hop on over to Apple Podcasts and hit the follow button if you're not already. And then leave us a review on there. It's super quick. Only takes a couple minutes, and it's a really easy way to show your support, but it will also give you the chance to win some exclusive Consequence merch. Just head to the link in the description and submit your info along with a screenshot of your review. It's just a really quick little Google form just to show, hey, I rated and reviewed and I'm following, and like, send me some merch, you know, enter me in the drawing. So we'll be shouting out our winners in December. So make sure to follow and review soon. Thank you, Iconics, for all of your support and for helping Standing BTS grow.
Yes, thank you guys so much for all of your support. It means so much. Okay, so let's get into the Standing Next to You music video. So initial reactions to the music video, again, I thought it was just so theatrical, so grand. I loved all the gold elements, but I feel like the end of the music video and just like the ending choreography is what hit hard for me the most. I was like, damn, he is such a performer. He's so intense. The intensity is like unstoppable. And then also just that moment with the girl at the very end where they walk close to each other, and I was like, like, I was gasping for air, like, is he gonna like kiss her? Like, my God, that is too close,
right? Just really drawing us in to that moment, to the tension building between them. For me, my first watch through, I was like, wow, this is so much going on. Like, the choreo was incredible from the get-go. I was so enthralled, and I could not get over like how much he would switch up between like the passionate singing in the verses, and then he'd get into that super intense choreo. Like, it just really like impacted me hard, and I feel like every time I watch it, it still does. But that was my biggest first takeaway.
But he shows those emotions so well, and how like passionate he is, and then just the pure intensity with the choreography. The furring of the brows, like,
he really conveys the emotion of the song like so perfectly through the choreo and through his facial expressions. Like, it was incredible.
So just some general background information on the release of this music video. It was released on November 2nd, 2023. And Jungkook really enjoyed working with the director. The director was Tana Muono. And he ended up saying that he really wants to work with her again. We saw this in the behind, like the sketch. And it seemed like, you know, she did a really thorough job. And he really enjoyed himself and felt like, you know, she was pretty fantastic to work with. They filmed this music video in Budapest, providing an interesting backdrop to the bright golden lights and the intense choreography. And they recorded both of the music videos and like the choreography music video simultaneously, which is just so much work and also very efficient. But like, imagine how many times they had to do this choreography. And this is not easy choreography.
No, super taxing.
Shows the dedication, really.
Yeah, for real. And I mean, that must be kudos to the director also to like be running such a tight ship that they can shoot both those videos at the same time. Mm-hmm. But also she just got incredible shots and did a great job like cinematically mm-hmm. throughout both the music video and the choreography video. They're just so well done. Like yeah. we're seeing Jungkook in all the best ways.
We really are.
So I mean like yes, Jungkook, please work with them again. Because
but can you imagine incredible. It's that tunnel shot, right? That like tunnel shot yep. that you see the performance video done in. Mm-hmm. But you also like that's in the music video too. Like right. the amount of intense choreography he had to do and then do like an outfit change and come back into it. Somehow like he had even more intensity and like the choreography performance video. Like, oh my God, right. we'll get into that later. But
right. I mean, it's crazy that he's able to do that.
His like, energy
he comes
level.
In as if it's a brand new day, totally right. refreshed and new, but no, it's just been an outfit change.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and he goes fucking hard in that choreography video.
What a pro.
Yeah, literally, yeah. like, that's what this video makes me think, and all the performances so much, how much of a professional he is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously, truly. Top of his game.
So there is a female in the music video, and the female casting is Pasha Harulia, and she's a Ukrainian model. And then also, I just feel like I should mention this, the director is also Ukrainian,
yeah.
which is fine. Yeah. Interesting, kind of cool.
Yeah.
So the performances for this song utilize the same backup dancers from Seven and 3D. So these backup dancers include Dom LaShawn, Jake Kodish, Nick Joseph, Brian Puspos, and others. And really, Brian Puspos is who we see the most and who really had a lot of say in this choreography.
Yeah.
We love seeing him there.
We love it.
Kayla, you had a dream about him.
I had the weirdest dream. It was like Bethany and I were on a plane and in front of us was Brian Puspos' brother, like younger brother. And he was talking about how his brother had just like, you know, finished rapping, you know, on some music videos with this artist. And we were just overhearing it enough. And we were already talking to him. Mm-hmm. And we just found out that it was Brian Puspos and like that he was just you know, filming with Jungkook. And so then the whole flight, we were just picking his brain yeah. on everything that he knew.
Wow.
And that's all I remember about the dream. It's but isn't so, that crazy?
It is crazy because I'm like, we don't really know Brian Puspos that well. Like, we're not like following him or anything. But for you to have a dream about him, like on an airplane, and that same night, I actually had texted you first and I was like, I had a dream that I just like flew last minute to go see like this last minute concert of Yoongi's. Like Yoongi was just like doing a like a small little like tiny concert. It wasn't even like a full concert. It was like a little jazz hall type yeah. of thing. And I found out that I had an invite and I just like flew across the world and like managed to get there in time. I don't know.
Damn.
Also shout out to Anne. You were there in my dream. You were the one to tell me and you were like reserving my spot.
You gotta go.
But cool. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Very cool. I also recently saw a clip of like Jungkook like a long time ago, like back with like a log, you know, like an old ass Bangtan vlog. And he was talking about how there's this one choreographer that he really likes and his name is Brian Puspos and he would really like to work with him someday. And that looked wow. like it was from like fucking 2015.
Wow. So that long ago,
it looked very old. So the fact that he knew about him back then and like he really made his dream come true with this album and all of the songs that they work together on is incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the choreography seems like so up Jungkook's alley.
It's right? 100% Jungkook. Yeah. Yeah. It's super active. It's very challenging. Mm-hmm. It's also very sexy and smooth. Mm-hmm. And he has those, you know, Jungkook is really known for like those big grand moves, I feel, with his own choreography style. And so he's really pulling those off here.
Yeah, he is.
Anyways, let's talk about the outfits that he's wearing since we're talking about how good Jungkook looks in this whole, you know, in both these videos. So in the music video, oh, he starts and he's wearing this like gray vest. And of course, you can see his full sleeve, just arms out. And like then he has
no
like,
shirt underneath.
No shirt. No shirt under the vest. And he has like these really nicely tailored pants, too. So sometimes when he's like moving his arms in a certain way, you see like his waist a bit more and his exposed midriff and it's really a treat. It's really amazing.
It is.
It's a blessing.
Were you saying that this is the outfit that kind of reminds you of like Airplane Part 2?
Oh my God,
like
yes.
The Mama performance where he walks down the runway?
Especially because in the music video, you see him kind of walk down the tunnel like
that. Oh yeah.
He's kind of sauntering down and then he's wearing this vest and yeah, it totally brought me back to Airplane Part 2 Mama.
Yeah, that tiny waist.
Mm, with the vest. Yeah, so right. Good. Jungkook knows. Yeah.
He does.
Yeah. And then he also in the music video, we see him in this amazing pinstripe suit and he also has these gorgeous like black wings, like black angel wings, mm-hmm. It gives like such Black Swan.
It gives Black Swan. It gives Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
He took Taeyong's wings from Blood, Sweat, and Tears. You know, he's wearing them
now.
No,
that's where I went. Mm-hmm.
Taehyung forever. But like, really, like he looks incredible in that mm-hmm. outfit. Like, I don't question the wings for a moment. I'm like, yes,
yeah,
totally.
No, it fits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then...
Yeah, there's one more outfit.
There is one more outfit in the music video where it's where they're kind of like inside dancing on stage. And this one gives me very Permission to Dance, but not in a bad way. But it's like a nicely tailored suit and there's kind of all these like Wild West like trinkets all over it. Mm-hmm. To me, that's how I get it. But it could just be like a bunch of like brooches and stuff.
It gives off like military.
Oh yeah, I could see that too.
Like medals.
A bunch of medals and everything. Mm-hmm. Totally, but very decorated. You know, a lot of things hanging off and like you know pendants and everything all over it. Looks very good too. Yeah. Love the outfit.
Yeah, but for the performance video. Oh my gosh, he has two real main outfits for this. But the first outfit is the one that is ruining all of ARMY. Like, we are just so freaking thirsty over him.
Yeah.
Because he's wearing this like simple plain Gucci white t-shirt that has this plunging neckline. I mean plunging.
That's the correct word to use here.
And so yeah, like Jungkook, we know like based on like Suchwata and everything that he really prepared like his body to look good for this music video.
Right.
And boy oh boy, did it pay off. Uh-huh. Like his pecs are popping.
Oh yeah,
they are popping.
Oh yeah, I mean, and with this neckline of this shirt, like you can see the whole thing, mm-hmm. top to bottom, and it's just like, I mean, it's everything.
It's
everything.
Overwhelming.
It's too much.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then you can also see his full sleeve mm-hmm. of his arm tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he
and
looks
the rest
incredible.
Of his outfit is like super MJ inspired, like very fitted
yeah.
pants, white socks, very like sleek dress shoes. So like he looks, you know, like slim and trim, muscular from top to bottom, like just
yeah.
absolutely incredible.
Yeah,
eat him up, delicious.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the second outfit that you see in the performance video is, it gives me a little bit more of like an Elvis Presley kind of suit,
mm-hmm.
but it's a larger suit. It's not like oversized or anything, but it looks like, you know, maybe just a little bit larger for him, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a shimmery, real dark blue.
Yeah.
And that shimmeriness, like it's kind of like sequin,
mm-hmm.
And then like a little bit of a velvet on the collar.
Yeah. I love the velvet on the collar.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the glitz and glam that the sequin brings in too.
It's very pop star.
Yeah, super pop star. I love the Elvis vibe. I do get that, like the rock star pop star.
Yeah.
It also makes me think of like Namjoon in that blue suit in the Butter performance. Remember that? Where he just looked big as fuck.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Dark blue suit. Like anytime I see a dark blue suit.
Why does
like
that feel like a throwback?
Really?
It was 2020.
I know. It feels like forever ago. Deep cuts. But yeah, he looks incredible in that suit too. But
I
much prefer the first outfit of the performance.
Oh, yeah.
Video.
The white tee. Yeah.
Incredible. It's, iconic.
My gosh.
Yeah. Like projected onto my gravestone. Yeah. Like really.
So for this music video, there's three main settings that it's set in. So there's the underground, like industrial tunnel with this wavy red line that waves down the middle of this road. And then behind is like a hidden route to like, it seems like it might be like a hidden route to the stage, you know, like
right.
an underground route kind
right.
of.
Like where
there.
His performance is taking place.
Yeah.
Totally.
And you see this golden light at the end of the tunnel mm-hmm. too. It also kind of seems like it's a little secret spot that him and this girl get to meet. Like it seems
right.
a little bit more secluded. Not
totally.
A whole lot of people are there or know about it. The second place is this, it looks like an observatory or like a control center. There's like this domed area that has a lot of kind of, you know, like windows or like mirror-esque type fixtures. And then there's also like a side part too where you can see like buttons and dials and stuff off to the side, like a control center. And I really saw more of that in like this photo sketch, not the photo sketch, the music video sketch. Right. You could see a little bit more of that clearly. Right. And then the third place is where the end of the music video takes place. And it's in this warehouse, but inside this warehouse, or like it almost kind of looks like a Hollywood set type of thing, where inside this building is where they were filming this, you know,
this shot performance, right? It's like a soundstage vibe,
almost. And so there's a real elegant, ornate stage inside this warehouse, and there's some theater seats in front of it. Outside of this building, too, there's like a JK emblem that looks pretty cool. Kayla, you said it looked a little bit like a classic American, like tattoo style,
totally does.
Which I think is very fitting for Jungkook.
For Jungkook, totally. Yeah. It's like, it looks like a heart with like lines bursting out of it, you know, like sunbeams bursting out with like a big JK in the middle. Like,
looks
very
cool.
Very cool. Very American traditional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The warehouse is such an interesting setting too, the way that they use it. So let's go ahead and dive into the music video. We're going to give you guys kind of like an overview of our interpretation of what's going on. Mm-hmm. And then of course we'll have to fangirl. So in the music video at the beginning, you see Jungkook and, you know, the actress, this femme fatale, as they call it, they've crossed paths and they're meeting in this underground tunnel, maybe for the first time, you know, we don't know, but they're meeting up and they immediately have this clear tension. But you can also feel the mutual desire for each other as they're kind of sizing each other up. Mm-hmm. And you get the feeling that they're like maybe like star-crossed lovers in some way, like maybe spies on opposite sides, or like just for some reason they shouldn't be together.
They shouldn't be together, but there's a clear attraction and pull to one another.
Totally. An undeniable one. And so then there's this secret performance that Jungkook is putting on, and it's through this tunnel at this, you know, unspoken warehouse complex where, you know, it's kind of like a secret destination to get to. And white limos drive in and line the edges of the inside of the warehouse, with the femme fatale's limo parked front and center, and she sits on top of it to like watch the performance. I just love how she's just perched up there, observing,
enjoying herself,
totally,
while Jungkook puts his performance on for
maybe
her,
maybe judging a little bit, like deciding, you know, trying to come to her decision. And then of course Jungkook, this is like on this ornate stage that Bethany talked about, he's performing on this gorgeous golden stage to win her over. And when we first are in there, there's this backdrop to it that kind of looks like, you know, maybe a sunset, and it gives more of that golden vibe. And that's during the chorus. And then once it goes into the second verse, it drops down and you see this big gaping hole in the back of the stage and kind of just like the crumbling warehouse in the background. And we just found this to be so interesting, like what's the symbolism behind this, you know, like
because it's a massive hole.
Me, and right now I'm thinking about how he's putting on such a big show for her, such this huge grand gesture, you know, this big stage, but even without all of like the bells and whistles of like the stage looking perfect, everything being perfect, like he's still putting on this big show. He's still trying just
as
hard,
doing
or still doing it, right? And like still absolutely pulling it off, like convincing us in the moment of like, yeah, he should win her over.
To me, it also could be like, because when he initially starts, like the the tapestry that is there is like so gorgeous. And in the song, he's talking about like our love can stand the test of time, you know, like our love will survive anything kind of thing. And like you were saying in that second verse, the tapestry, this gorgeous like golden sun drops, and it's this really ugly like hole that, I mean, it looks like, I don't know, like it's been destroyed. And it shows to me like maybe it's all the bullshit that their relationship has had to go through.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You know, like all of the attacks, all of the attempts for them to not be together, or the things that would get in the way.
Right.
And, you know, their love is still like, he's still so passionately up there performing for her. Like nothing can stop them.
Totally. I love that interpretation. Yeah. You sold me. I think that has to be it. It could be so many other things too.
Yeah.
But like, I love that because I also feel that, you know, before it drops, it's so beautiful and gorgeous. And in that part of the chorus, he's talking about how we can test, you know, we can stand against that fire.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, but when he gets into the chorus, it's talking a little bit about more of the struggle. So
right.
Yeah, wow, that's so good. That's incredible. There's also in this scene during the performance, all of the limo drivers, they just like assemble on the warehouse floor in front of the stage, and then they begin to fight each
on
other
on two sides. There's a group of limos on one side and a group of limos on the
other side. Right.
And she's right in the middle.
She's right in the middle. Right. And it, I mean, it doesn't really seem like there's like, you know, teams or whatever, but they're all just fighting. It's super chaotic.
It's a little divided.
Right.
It's,
yeah. So they're fighting each other. And we noticed when we were watching it yesterday that they're moving in reverse.
Watch the fighting scene, like really, like it's hard not to look at Jungkook, but if you look at the people fighting, you'll notice that they're like in reverse.
Right. Jungkook on stage isn't.
Yeah.
Right. But they are.
Which, more props to the director.
Right.
I think that's really neat.
We were like, is it just, you know, an element of the directing process, like intentional to add more chaos to the scene? Because your brain really can't, like when you're just watching a music video, you're not really processing that they're moving in reverse. It just kind of looks crazy, you know? And so that could really add to the chaos of the moment,
just
and like the song and the music is really swelling right there. But I don't know.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
No, I really think that's it.
Yeah.
Like, I think it does make it look more chaotic than it is, mm-hmm. you know, seeing it in reverse, because it's more like, ooh, wow, they are really going at it down there.
Right. I really, really love what the director did with that then. I think it's really smart.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then after the fight, they like stiffly walk off like zombies, like in a trance. Like, mm-hmm. you know, it's almost like Jungkook, like JK, he's fighting him. He's fighting them, like his love, like it's their love fighting, or, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know, like their love is fighting it out to like win or something.
Yeah. Or the people
know.
Who don't want them to be together.
Right.
I keep going back to this very like Romeo and Juliet, like that star-crossed lovers,
mm-hmm.
because initially in the music video before the tunnel scene, really, you could see them like on set before, like outside this warehouse, and you see her pull up in this limousine and her window is like kind of halfway down and Jungkook is walking by, and there's this kind of like, you know, silent communication, this nonverbal communication between the two of them,
right.
and some tension there. And it seems, and she looks very wealthy,
mm-hmm.
you know, she looks like she's a superstar too, and they just are not meant to be together,
right?
Or they shouldn't be together, or people would be very against it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Like, these chauffeurs represent all the powers that be that are trying to keep them apart.
Right.
Yeah, totally.
Right. Yeah. All the reasons they shouldn't be together.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also get these shots of Jungkook performing like directly to her and standing in this observatory control center. There's no one else there. It's just these two. And you get these shots of him going to like caress her face and just staring deeply into each other's eyes. Delicately he caresses her face, mm-hmm. is just while looking so intense with his eyes, like, damn it, Jungkook.
So deeply. Yeah.
Yeah. But you see him wearing these black angel wings, and she's wearing what I would describe as white lingerie. Like,
mm-hmm.
it looks very lingerie-esque, very yin and yang, very like fallen angel and angel symbolism,
mm-hmm.
which to me carries out the we're not meant to be, you
right.
know, like we are opposite. This shouldn't work, you know.
Totally.
But here they are.
But at the same time, they could have that balance,
yeah.
you know, like they could work for all of those same reasons.
Yeah.
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 Totally.
These scenes are so full of desire between these two.
It's like when they finally snuck away from everyone. You
it
know?
Really is very, they snuck away. Right. This is their time this for each other. Time. And there is a little moment where Jungkook kind of looks over his shoulder as if he can like hear the people, the others, like they found them or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
So good.
Well, overall, that's kind of the storyline that we've gathered from it. Definitely let us know what you guys think. Let's get into just some like fantastic fangirl moments, because there's just so many iconic moments in this music video that you just are like, damn, Jungkook. Like, he looks so, so incredible. I kind of have to start with right at the beginning with the tunnel scene where he first comes into shot. Like,
yeah.
You see him walking after her, but yeah. Once she's gone and he's about to get into the performance, the gold lighting is so striking behind him. And you see him standing to the side and you see, like, full tattoo arm, you know, sticking out.
Damn.
And then he turns to look at the camera and points at us.
The way
know?
He turns around.
I know.
Damn it. Like, seriously. It's the best way to really start the song, you know? Like,
how he reveals himself to mm-hmm. us, truly.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
In this vest with no shirt underneath it.
Yeah. Oh, I can't stand the point to us. Like, mm-hmm. really. Yeah, that moment is incredible. And then, I mean, he gets into the choreo and really... I gotta talk about that fucking shoulder roll that he does.
He puts his hands on his hips
and rolls those shoulders. Yeah. And his, I mean, it's sleeveless, so like muscles are popping. Mm-hmm. And he has like the intense look on his face too. Like, it's just so fucking sexy.
You see the delts, you see the biceps, you see like, it's just all the pecs, everything.
Killing, yeah. Wrecking, destroying my entire life.
Yeah,
I can't stand it. Oh, he's like flexing so hard at that moment too.
It's so funny because I just have to share, one of my male coworkers was talking to me about Golden.
Yeah.
And I just started going on and on about Jungkook, and he's like, oh, he must be your past. You know, he must be your favorite. I'm like, well, yes, he's a past, but also like, he's not my favorite.
Yeah.
Like, this is just how enthusiastic I am about right. all of the members. But like, do you see him?
Right.
Like, do you see Jungkook?
Right. I also just have to add to this that this coworker was not watching Jungkook because you told him to.
Yeah, he went and
did it on his own.
He listened to it. He listened to Golden.
Yeah.
And he said he liked it.
That's crazy.
And he's kind of a music snob.
I'm so glad that he liked it. But now I hope that he watches all the performances to see how fucking sexy Jungkook is.
Yeah. He said he liked his tattoo sleeve, and I was like,
it's a good one.
You have to go watch a performance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, sorry, a little tangent there.
Yeah.
But yeah, the shoulder roll, incredible, amazing. And then just all the tunnel, the whole tunnel scene, I feel like is fantastic. All the crotch grabbing, the choreography. He is really looking like slim, trim, but also like still muscular.
So muscular. Yeah. I mean, he was working on those muscles.
Yeah.
I really have to talk about him in the angel wings. Mm-hmm. Like, any time that we see a shot of him with the angel wings, I am fucking dying.
Yeah.
When I talk about the director, like, got all of his angles, like, mm-hmm. there's this one part where he's, like, strutting kind of down the hallway of the control center with the angel wings. Mm-hmm. Model.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God. And then later on with the angel wings, he, like, crouches down, you know, he's kind of looking down at the camera at us. Fuck, you know?
I know.
The power.
It's the crouching down. Like, that angle is fantastic.
So good.
Very powerful.
So good. Yeah, he looks so incredible.
Like, I could not approach. Kind
could
of
not.
Yeah.
No, I'd be scared. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. One of the most fantastic parts of the music video is this transition scene from the tunnel to the theater. He does this, like, really big spin during the choreography, and the spin is just so perfect. And like, he goes from the vest and then spins, and then all of a sudden he's in this new outfit, which is that very like kind of Western, very like garmented jacket that he's wearing. But the glare that he is sending
really?
Us, like, he so quickly turns, and then he like smoothly looks up and like glares into our souls. And it was like, yes, I just did that.
Yeah.
And it was just like,
the brow furrow.
From intense to like slow moving mm-hmm. and like staring at you like mm-hmm. Jungkook,
the caliber of performance is insane. I cannot believe that he's doing this. Like, he has like such duality throughout this music video, and I don't even feel like it's intentional. He's trying.
It's not
at all. It's just like coming out in his performance ability,
his
like
natural charisma.
Charisma, totally.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 I love seeing him in this outfit. Like, I love the jacket. I love the chains that are kind of hanging down.
Yeah.
But his pants are very well tailored to his body, mm-hmm. so that you get these really, really fantastic shots of just like all of the dancers there with him. But like, you just see how fantastic the footwork is, but yeah. also like all the crotch grabbing,
there's
hip
so
thrusting,
much in this
kind
scene.
Of like iconic, like I can't even say, like, of course it's sexy, but it's very like pop star icon.
Yes, it's very Michael Jackson in like the best way. And you know, like Jungkook totally makes it his own too, and like puts a little extra oomph into it. Mm-hmm. Also, this is like a scene where like they flash like an image of him kind of like in that observatory angel wings, mm-hmm. and then they cut back to this and he's like looking up, staring up, hand outstretched upward, very mm-hmm. like black swan, and there's like a beam of white light on him, and this is where like the tailoring of his pants, like you can really see, because the shadowing on his leg, like fully defining like all of his muscles on his thigh, mm-hmm. on top of he just looks fucking
gorgeous
at that moment.
Yeah,
it's just like
fantastic
wow
shot.
Like Jungkook, so incredibly attractive, and also just great music video shot again. Mm-hmm. Yeah totally. Oh man. Yeah, also the caressing of her cheek. We're just scrolling through our photos now. Like literally we have been trying to put these photos in this document to look at.
For 2 days.
And we
mid recording it just popped up.
They just populated like crazy.
Really, what I have to say about this second half, you know, mm-hmm. when he's performing, this is where we get the instrumental dance break, where like during the performances that you see of him now, where he actually sets the microphone down because he just goes so hard for the choreography. It's so fantastic. And you see just like his expression is fully into it, very intense, so much power in every mm-hmm. single movement that he does. Mm-hmm. One of the choreography bits that I love here at the end is, you know, he has these like real powerful, like arms out to the side while kind of like thrusting down, arms up above, thrusting down.
Right. So
and then
good.
He does like his legs, like
the legs
going
like
in
flapping.
And out. Yeah, the legs so flapping. Good. It's so quick. Yeah. It's so quick while he's also doing these really great arm movements. And then he does this, you know, this like standing next to you, and he kind of like does this offside step where he really slows it down. I think that is just amazing.
Yeah.
Like it affects me so much when
it's
he does
so
that
good.
Because he goes from such powerful, I'm like talking like Run BTS level choreography,
right.
into I'm just gonna casually take a couple steps to the side and slow it down.
Like
it just like
nothing.
Like oh my gosh.
Yeah. So impactful.
And then they all like at the very end of this choreo bit, they all jump at the same time and then stand in place, legs together, arms on their belts, like tucked in, and they kind of just take this like ooh, this deep breath and kind of sway side to side with their breathing. Like damn, we really just did that. It's just fantastic.
They're soaking it in. We're soaking it in.
I have seen so many armies who have learned this choreo and put it on TikTok, and just kudos to you guys for learning it. There's so many intricate parts of the choreography that I don't know how you nail it down.
Yeah, honestly, it's so much. It's so detailed.
It's so detailed. But it's fantastic.
It's fantastic.
I love it so much.
Yeah. Jungkook kills it right there. I love the intensity. Also about the choreo during that super intense part, when he says the DNA line, mm-hmm. he kind of points at his arms like DNA, taking us back to like the DNA music video. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, every time he delivers that line, he has such like ferocity all over his face.
Yeah.
Like it's in my fucking DNA.
Yes. And it really feels like he wants to scream that line from like the rooftops because it has such a deeper meaning to him with BTS.
Right. I think so too.
Yeah.
Very impactful. impactful line.
All of these screenshots that I have of Jungkook, really, like, he looks like he's in the middle of an action scene, like an action movie. Like, that's the intensity on his face. It's like, right, he's fighting for his life.
That's why I get Spy, you know? Yeah. Like, because he's like all, he's like in the thick of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Very, very true. Yeah,
like kind of James Bondy.
Yeah.
Except for they're both the spies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it ends with him walking towards the girl.
Oh my gosh.
And they get so close. It's kind of like he gets right up next to her and he takes like a slight like step back, not a step back, but like, you know, moves backward a little bit, but then he brings his left shoulder forward some towards her, and I'm like, like, where are you going?
But we have to talk about too, like, right before his final approach, they're both like in that observatory again, and we get the wind.
Oh yeah, yeah,
the
yeah,
wind
yeah, yeah,
scenes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my god, the wind is, you're a paid, right, actor here. Like, Jungkook's bangs.
You love that scene
in the
so
wind.
Much.
He looks so fantastic. Yeah. He just kills it. And I thought, like, also seeing it at the behind the scenes and the jacket shooting,
uh-huh,
like, damn, he looks so fucking good there.
Yeah,
like,
he did.
Really. Yeah. I mean, so yeah, I had to shout that part out.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm glad you did, because I'm just like blinded by this ending choreography.
This ending moment is really, yeah, really intense and beautiful though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Overall, fantastic music video. Love it so much.
Yeah.
And then we also ended up getting the Standing Next to You choreography performance music video.
Yeah.
Which is such a blessing.
Such a blessing. I mean, we should have expected it, but like, we don't, you know, we don't think about these things anymore.
Right.
We're just happy with what we get. And so like, we already talked about his outfit for this video, but wow, like, he is just so freaking hot.
He's
the
very
whole
hot
time.
Yeah.
And I feel like he worked so hard to make this choreo perfect, and we cannot get enough of it.
Mm-hmm. At the beginning of this choreography performance, you see him really utilize that mic stand that you get to see in a lot of his live performances that we've gotten now. But this is one of the first times we see him stand on like the base of the microphone stand,
mm-hmm,
and like spins on top of it,
yeah,
and like dances and utilizes this mic stand as like a partner with dancing.
Yeah.
And I just think it's fantastic, but also very skillful in how he does this. How does he not trip over his own feet or like fling off of this microphone stand? I don't know.
Right.
He's just so skilled.
It's so and he does it so smoothly too, of course.
Yeah.
Like, it's absolutely nothing to him.
Yeah.
But he looks incredible when he does it too. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And this, I think what's so great about this performance video too, is that you get to see those more detailed parts of the choreography that you don't get to see in the music video because they're shooting like shots and scenes. But you get to see how they also use the backup dancers to hold the microphone stand,
yeah,
and have Jungkook sing into it like that. And
I love that part.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, I don't know, maybe this is crazy to say, but I feel like it's a little like super sexy just to see Jungkook like kneeling below this mic stand, you know,
and putting his hand up to it
up
and like
to it,
like caring for it so like tenderly.
Yeah. I don't know why, I'm just like so enthralled by that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I love that, and the backup dancers like helping him do it too, like,
yeah,
I don't know,
it has a large effect for,
yeah,
sure.
It does but really, like, the backup dancers too in this performance video, they're wearing like black tank tops, so they all look really damn good,
uh-huh,
too.
And they're like, all tatted up too.
Yeah, so there's just so much, you know, eye candy to look out this entire performance, like,
yeah,
really. Also at the beginning, we didn't talk about this, but like right when Jungkook walks on stage like into it, he's holding the microphone and he flips it in his hand.
Yeah,
so hot.
He's insane for that. He knew
so
exactly
casual
what he was doing with that,
like literally right before he's about to get into this, you
not
know?
Only is he sexy, but he's cool, like,
right,
damn it,
right.
Yeah. And his chest is just like
out.
It's out
totally, like, you know what, it's like, it's worse than him being totally shirtless, this out, this chest.
Yeah.
Like, it is hotter than that, and it's more like tormenting than,
yeah,
that would be.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, it's so much of a tease.
It's accentuating his chest.
It's accentuating it so much, like, it's all you can look at is his pecs, that's,
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a part too where he, you know, he's kind of holding onto the microphone stand, and he takes the microphone off, and he's still holding the mic stand, but he's like kind of backing up away from,
mm-hmm,
the mic stand while singing to the mic. But every little backup, he bounces, like his muscles,
God,
are just rippling with every bounce. And I'm like, it's obscene.
Chill out. You know what you're doing.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
but
moment.
I mean, that's just like how powerful those like small little movements are. Right. It's like popping a little bit. He's totally. Kind of popping, but like, oh, his whole, all
it's,
his muscles.
It's what he worked for. It's what the intermittent fasting was for.
I know.
Yep.
I know.
Damn. And also just like the eye contact he makes with the camera during this performance.
Yeah.
Like all throughout from beginning to end, whenever he can, it's super intense. It's super like intimate too.
A lot more close up shots of him looking at us.
A lot of close up shots. So good.
I love how I say us, you know, he's looking into a camera, but
this like for real, like this music video, the performance videos, especially like the Times Square performance, I'm like, okay, yeah, maybe this is a very Western style comeback, but Jungkook 100% made this all for ARMY.
Yeah.
Like he knew that we would see this and we would go absolutely feral, and then he'll, you know, he's like,
He has ARMY tattooed on his hand. He's ARMY
tattooed on his knuckles, like first tattoo. And like also I was thinking about how he's still playing like that available idol, you know, like for him to say like, don't think that these songs are autobiographical. I'm not with anyone, you know, because it's like, I'm with you, ARMY, you know, like we can still play in that delusion. And when I was talking to you about that, you were like, well, he's the most delusional out of everyone. Like his, you know, the amount of that he's on live. I mean,
of the members, he's online for hours, like 3+ hours with ARMY.
Like really blurring the lines of the parasocial relationship with himself, you know.
Yeah, the
like,
most. Yeah.
The most. So, I've started to feel more and more that way. And like watching this performance video, I'm like, this is not for any Western. This is for us. This is like for ARMY. These are for people who are going to genuinely enjoy Jungkook. And we are enjoying. And he knew that we would.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He knew it.
He knew it.
But I cannot get enough of just this white t-shirt, Jungkook. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, this blue sequin suit is awesome too, but like the performance video, the choreography video is made by the white t-shirt.
Yeah.
Like forever iconic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Forever.
Okay, so let's just talk about a couple of the other performances that he's done so far. On top of the choreo video and the surprise Times Square concert that we talked about at the top of the show, he's also done a handful of other appearances. So the first one that he did, like literally the day after, like the day of the album release, was the Standing Next to You live performances with iHeart. And these were really, really great because we get to hear Jungkook's live vocals for this song immediately upon the album release. Mm-hmm. And you can obviously hear that it sounds exactly like the album because that's Jungkook. And he's just so talented and unmatched.
His vocals seem so effortless.
Yeah.
So effortless. He is just polished all around.
Oh, yeah.
All around polished, but like, I feel like with any live vocals from any artist, you can see the effort or even maybe a little bit of like the focus that needs to go in to make sure that their pitch is right.
Mm-hmm.
Jungkook, it just looks like he's singing karaoke.
Yeah, like it's not hard for him at all. Or at least that's how he makes it look very easy. I'm sure he works very hard to make it look this easy.
Mm-hmm.
But man, does he make it look easy.
Yeah.
I also have to say about this performance is that he was not coming out necessarily all super sexy in this. He was in like jeans, you know, they weren't super tight fitting, like a white tank top, but a big like leather like jacket, like blazer style almost jacket over it. So it wasn't like he was like showing all the skin or anything like that. So when he for the first time leaned forward and set his microphone down on the floor, I was like, what the fuck? What's going on? And then he went fucking hard into the choreo.
Yes.
It was
I'm calling it the dance break.
It was so unexpected. Yes. It was, I mean, I was in utter shock. And he killed it. And
makes a statement.
It made such a statement. Yeah. Because I just thought, okay, he's just having like a nice little chill performance of the song.
We're raving about his vocals.
Right.
And here he is like, hey, you see this microphone? I'm going to set it down.
Right.
Like, watch this.
Watch this.
That was good. Watch this.
Right. And we were already, like, I feel like any listener, any viewer, you were not even ARMY who was watching that would have already been sold on the song. Just
right.
like hearing the vocals, he was already so passionate in his performance already, like a lot of closed eyes singing and just like bringing that emotion through. So he didn't even need the choreo, but he brought it home. And he also looked so like deliciously thick in those pants, like the way that he danced in them.
Yeah.
But it was just, it brought the performance to the next level and was totally unexpected seeing it for the first time.
Yeah.
He did it so well.
I know Kayla with this performance, you know, we had talked about just like how much of a star he is and that like he's had this intensity, high caliber performance with BTS all this time. But like now we're seeing him just outside of BTS. Right. And we talked a little bit about this in our last episode, but I just feel like it needs to be reiterated that like he is so extremely talented and such a performer. Like he, obviously he is Jungkook of BTS, but seeing him as like this solo work, you know, he really is a true star. Mm-hmm. Like he is a entertainer, performer through and through. And we were saying, Kayla, like how could any outside viewer like watch this and not be like amazed and be like, wow, he is talented. He's good. Right. He's undeniably good.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the vocals are clearly live. There are these vocal runs that he does while also doing really intense choreo and staying stable as shit. Like,
the breath control is insane.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Insane. And the power in his choreography and, like, his dance. Like, obviously, Michael Jackson is a very good dancer, all of that. But I just feel like Jungkook's power is, like,
the power is off the charts.
Yeah.
He's bringing the power and the vocals simultaneously. Like, you know, I feel like you're, what all of you're describing is that he's just fucking golden.
He is golden.
Like, he's golden. And it's the perfect title for this album. And it's the perfect nickname that Namjoon nicknamed him, you know, 10 years ago.
Golden Maknae. Makes me so sentimental when you say that. Yeah.
But he just... he has always been, we've known, Jungkook of BTS has always been incredible at everything he does. And he's like a top tier performer. And like BTS has always been so lucky to have him on their team. So it's just like extra sweet to see him step out and be so insanely successful.
Yeah.
And like to really be able to showcase all of that talent like front and center, you know, all the time. Just before recording, we were reflecting like, I bet Hobie's so proud of him.
Yeah.
I bet Jin's so proud of him.
I'm thinking about how proud Hobie is of his dancing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know he is.
Uh-huh.
I bet he's watching the performances, like, with his whole, you know, crew. You know,
I
everybody
bet.
In his, you know, in his unit.
I can hear him screaming from here.
Right.
Like, fanboying over Jungkook.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And I can hear Jin saying, like, you think you're going to be hotter than me?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, for sure.
You
I
think
know
you're
that
more
they're
famous
also
than
proud.
Me?
Right.
Yeah. More handsome? Nah,
right.
Never.
Right. I mean, and that was just the first, you know, live performance that he did. He really set the tone, like, I'm incredible right there.
Right.
Yeah.
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 He also went on Jimmy Fallon, which was so fantastic to get to see him on this because we saw Jimin get to promote FaZe and we also got to see Yoongi go on there. So he went on Jimmy Fallon. He did the interview and he also had a performance of Standing Next to You. He was so cute in his interview and like giving major like baby Gookie, you know, like the whole time.
His eyes.
Yeah.
Baby.
But he's also like this big grown sexy man. So like the duality, of course, always
crazy.
There. Like I just feel like his eyes are so baby. Like the innocence, I don't know why. It continues to linger in his eyes.
I kept getting flashes of like debut Jungkook, like 2013 Jungkook as he sat there in that chair, just in his eyes, in his face, in the set of his mouth, you know, the way that his you know, just his expression.
Very
it's just
youthful.
So baby Gookie.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, he would stand up and he's teaching Jimmy how to do like the crotch grab.
Oh my God.
And you're like, fuck, like this is
I
this is not
loved
baby Gookie.
Seeing like Jimmy Fallon get so flustered by that.
Yeah.
Like he's really, really had to pull it together to do a little bit of it, but it was hard to even do a little bit.
Yeah.
He had to like reset like three times.
Right. I mean, he just could not handle how good Jungkook looked doing
it. And Jungkook had no issue doing it.
No shame.
Repeatedly.
Repeatedly. Right. Yeah. And all of ARMY in the crowd just dying.
Yeah.
Dying.
I will say the crowd was fantastic. One of our listeners, Caroline, was there and the whole crowd was really cheering Jungkook on and I felt like made him feel comfortable during his interview.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Anyways, the performance here was also phenomenal. Like just fantastic. Again, high caliber performance, live vocals, all of it, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty much everything we said with iHeartRadio, like the exact same energy level and excellence of a performance that he did right. for Jimmy Fallon.
Right, totally.
Yeah. And then he also went on Good Morning America and he performed Standing Next to You. And what was so special about this performance that was kind of going viral all over just like Stan Twitter and everything was there was a 10-year-old at Good Morning America, like in the audience, who it was her 10th birthday, and there were all these armies who like had seen that it was her 10th birthday, so they were all trying, like collectively getting Jungkook's attention yeah. to be like, hey, it's her 10th birthday, like you should wish her a happy birthday. And he, like, you could see him a little confused, like, wait, what, like mm-hmm. what's going on, like everyone's trying to tell me something mm-hmm. and then he finally understood and he's like, oh, and then he told her like happy birthday
yeah.
and it was just so sweet, and he told her that he loves her.
Really sweet. Yeah.
So freaking cute.
I love that he like he took the time to do that, and the way the army communicated with each other to convey the message. And then even like I saw the TikTok of somebody like who was talking to him, they were the way that he finally understood was they were telling him in Korean.
Oh,
what
really?
The, yeah, because aww. Army had communicated what her sign had been saying, and he had seen her, he knew that something was going on, and so they were yelling at him in Korean like, it's her birthday, it's her 10th birthday.
Aww.
And so yeah, I just think that's so amazing. And that's when he said, oh, happy birthday. Yeah. And like he said, I love you.
Didn't the interviewer, like one of the Good Morning America, uh-huh. they had like used the microphone and gave it to her, and yeah. she like said, I love you so much, or something yeah. like that. And then Jungkook is like, I love you. Like he kind of did it with like a
right.
kind of a little like raspy crying voice that right. she had, because it was just really cute.
He was
really
absolutely
endearing.
Melting over this yes. baby army, you know, just being there, and she was crying like yeah. you know, I mean, how could you not? I'd be sobbing. So.
I saw some armies saying like he's such a girl dad.
Oh.
And I'm like, no, stop. That's so true though.
Yeah, but so sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, I'm not sure what other, you know, performances or content we might get out of Jungkook from this incredible album, mm-hmm. but this is what we have so far, and we have
I was just
really
thinking like TikTok challenges. I don't think I've seen any yet. So
maybe when he gets back to Korea.
I'd be curious if we get some TikToks of him performing it. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder. I also wonder like if he's going to do any appearances at Mama or Melon this year.
I don't think so.
You know? No.
I saw
think
that
would have already
not.
Come out. Yeah.
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 Unfortunately. He is nominated for a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
so
course.
Is Taeyang and Jimin.
Right. And Yoongi? Is Yoongi?
I don't think Yoongi is.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, and neither is Namjoon.
It's just all bullshit. It's just all,
yeah, it
it's
really
just
is.
All whatever's paid for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's not going to perform.
Right.
I don't think any of the BTS members are.
As they should.
Yeah.
Rest. Take your time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have absolutely been loving these performances, and we hope that you guys have been enjoying them also and mm-hmm. enjoyed what we had to say about them. You know, we'd really love to hear your thoughts on Apple Podcasts, you know, if you haven't before.
Yeah.
You know, go over there, write a review, give us a follow on there, submit that screenshot in the Google form in the description, and like we would love to hear what you have to say about Jungkook and Golden and
Standing Next to You.
Right.
And the
with
performances.
BTS.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. Mm-hmm. So please let us know what you thought about this episode there. You can also, you know, talk to us in our Instagram comments whenever we post about the episode too. It's probably a good place to mm-hmm. chit chat with us and other iconics. And then,
some
of course,
yeah.
the iconic hangout coming up. We don't have a set date, but be looking on our Patreon for
probably
when it's
going
to be. Probably. And we are really, really excited to talk to all of you iconics about this album and mm-hmm. hear all of your thoughts firsthand and let you guys talk to each other about it, too. So
yeah.
we're looking forward to that as well. We do want to say a special thanks to our supporters on Patreon, especially the VIP iconics, Eileen, Michelle, Holly, Meg, Rachel, Robin, and Deja. Thank you guys so, so much for all of your support. And of course, you can find links for all of the things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.